Welcome to the podcast. I'm Larry Matthews. We'll be talking today with Carol Dulaski. Carol Dulaski is the author of Lost and Found, Discovering Strength in Love and Faith. We spoke with Carol at a public library in Urbana, Maryland. Carol, tell me about this book, Lost and Found, Discovering Strength in Love and Faith. What's this book about?
Hi, Larry. Thanks. I'll be happy to tell you about it. Lost and Found is a unique book in that I tell my story of times in my life where I was lost, and I speak of what I found that helped me to get through those difficult times. But it's unique in the sense that I've also included reflection questions at the end of each chapter so that the reader can reflect on their own lost times, their own sources of inner strength that got them through their difficult times, to become more aware and to cultivate their resilience in the face of life adversities.
So when you talk about your own kind of lost times, is that something you can share?
Yeah, I share actually quite a bit in the book. I do it with some humor. You know, mm-hmm. I set off looking for love after being alone for a number of years post-divorce. I set off looking for love, and what I found is that the most important relationship is with myself. Knowing, loving, accepting myself is most important before I can be in relationship with somebody else and bring my best to that relationship. I also found that faith is important, that having a belief in something bigger than me, I call that God, but I invite the reader to use whatever language they want to use around that, higher power, universe, spirit. What do we put our faith in? You know, what do we believe in when we get to the end of our ropes is something that we explore in the book together.
So when you talk about the changing like that and coming to that kind of realization, is this something that would, like when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you see yourself, if you're not happy with yourself or your life, where do you go from there? How do you get off that bad spot where you're standing?
Well, awareness is the first step, to recognize I'm in a bad spot. I'm feeling kind of lost. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I'm discouraged. I'm unsure, right? Even just that uncertainty of lack of confidence. When we get to that spot, knowing it, acknowledging it, and then recognizing I need some help is the way to start to get off of it. And it's usually with small steps. It might be talking to one person about it. It might be writing it out. It might be contacting a professional, a coach or a therapist. We've all been lost, Larry. I speak a lot when I speak with groups about this experience of being lost. You know, we've all lost things like our phone or our keys. We know what that feels like, that frustration. Mm-hmm. We've all lost intangible things as well. You know, we can lose our temper, we can lose our confidence, we can lose our cool or our composure, we can lose our hope and our passion, our purpose. That list is quite long. So we know what it's like to lose things. We also know what it's like to be lost. You know, even with good GPS, you can go around and around and around the block looking for a destination and feel frustrated that you can't find it. So what I've observed is that we can get lost not only geographically, but in our lives. We can get lost in our careers or our relationships and wake up one day and say, well, this isn't where I thought I was going to be at this point in my life. Or this isn't the way I thought it was going to be when I got here, whatever here is. So I really draw on the concept that we all know about being lost. But what I focus on in the book is, what have we found? And I share what I found works for me, but not in a preachy way. I share it as in a very transparent way. This is what works for me. But I encourage the reader to share what they found. What are the resources? What are the techniques, what are the practices that help you to get up every day and keep facing the challenges that are in your life?
Is this something that most commonly happens at a certain point in your life? Is it like a midlife crisis thing? I mean, do people in their 20s find themselves in these spots, or is it mostly people in their 40s and 50s?
I tend to work mainly with people in midlife, 40 to 60 years old. However, I have had young people read the book. I've had older people read the book. Millennials, 20-somethings, have different kinds of crises. They call that the quarter-life crisis now. And that's, again, kind of saying, okay, I've done all this schooling, I've got this degree, I've got this job. Is this all there is? Is this what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life? So I think that these powerful questions that we ask ourselves can happen at any age, depending on our life circumstances.
So what kind of questions are in this book? If I find myself in a spot like that, what am I asking myself here?
How did I get here?
Right, yeah.
How did I get here? And what do I really want? I mean, these are some basic questions. What's going to help me? What's going to help me shift into a better place? What am I putting my faith into?
Do people get there because, or in some circumstances anyway, because they just did what was expected? They went to college because they were expected to go to college, and their dad was a lawyer, so they became a lawyer, and they got married because they thought they were supposed to be married and have a kid and have a house and a mortgage and all that, and then one day they wake up and go, I didn't want any of this.
Yeah, that often is the case. And what I attribute that to is people-pleasing, perhaps doing what we think is expected of us without really questioning, is this what I want? It's about being unconscious, you know, just kind of going with the flow and showing up and doing life on autopilot, if you will, as opposed to being conscious and awake. And in coaching, that's really what coaching is about. It's about becoming more aware of yourself first so that you can make conscious choices, choices that are going to make you happy, that are going to bring about the success and the results that you want. So when I work in my coaching business, I work on building people's awareness of themselves. I don't tell them how to be, but I ask the questions that help them to get really clear about what they want, who they are, what they bring uniquely to the world. And then we tie that to action steps. You know, what are you going to do with that awareness? You know, what choices are there, and then what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then we build in accountability. So awareness, action, and accountability is the clear choices process that I've developed. And it works. It works really well to bring about the forward movement and momentum that individuals want to achieve to be happy, to be successful.
So when you work as a life coach, what does that mean?
I work with individuals who want to create change in their life. So as we've talked about, you know, there's times when we get lost, when we get off track.
Yeah.
And once you become aware of that, working with a coach is a great way to safely explore without judgment, you know, how did I get here? What choices did I make that got me here? And what am I going to change in order to create some different results? So that's really what life coaching is about. I bring in some leadership development as well. I see everybody as a leader. And what I mean by that is we're all leading our own lives. We're all making choices every day about how we show up in life. And so leadership development, I approach that from a strength-based perspective. I help people to identify what their strengths are and flesh them out, learn how to use them in a positive way. So oftentimes when we get in trouble, it's our strengths that are out of whack. We're doing something too much. We need to draw some boundaries around it. So this Lost and Found, Discovering Strength and Love and Faith is one approach that I take to developing clients' inner strength. But I also have other tools that I use to develop this strength-based leadership approach to work and life.
Do you have clients who, from the outside, appear to be very successful people? They've checked all the boxes. They have a successful career, what appears to be a successful marriage, adequate income. But inside, they wake up every day saying, I hate my life.
Absolutely. Because really none of us knows what's inside of another person.
Right.
The facade can look really, really good to us. And the grass is often greener on the other side. We think everybody else's life is better than our own. But the reality is, you know, it's up to us to know ourselves and to know what it is that truly makes us happy. And it's only by doing this inner work, this inner development, that we can grow confident in who we are, what unique gifts we bring to the world. And that sets us up for success, however we define success. This is what the book is about, and this is what my work is about.
So where can we get this book, Lost and Found, Discovering Strength in Love and Faith?
The book is available on Amazon, first of all. It can also be purchased if someone wants a signed copy. I'm happy to send that out to them from my website, which is caroldelasky.com. That's www.caroldelasky.com.
Carol, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.